What's occurring?
Today it's Dan P. Carter off of Radio 1 Rock versus Becky. Right, first one.
Hang on a minute, wait a minute. Before we start this, I'm against you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But didn't you just write down the answers?
No, I was looking for the video.
Okay.
The next thing on the website.
Oh, just checking.
Here we go.
I like it.
Do you know what? I'm a bit scared. I'm just going to let him win.
Why?
Why are you scared?
Off of Rock.
It's not scary.
It's the beard, isn't
Rock
it? It's
the beard. Rock isn't scary.
No, it's not.
It's a bit to me.
No.
Oh, don't be scared.
Right, okay. Here's your first situation today.
Oh! What's occurring?
Yesterday, Scouting for Girls were in on this show.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're number one.
Yeah.
Mm. They don't really get recognised that much, Dan, to be honest.
Okay, that's got to be a bonus though, right?
Well, that's what I was saying to them yesterday. Like, they can, you know, take their bins out without getting packed all the time.
Exactly, by a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but outside, I know. Have you
He's
seen
not
him?
He's not that young though, is he?
Well, he's about 11.
I think just said earlier that it's
Yeah, I know, I heard. Yeah. Yeah, I think you might be right.
Anyway, Pete from the band, he seemed the most upset yesterday that he doesn't get recognised just a little bit more often, or, you know, torso over the week in heat, that kind of thing.
All right, I've had that twice.
Have you?
Yeah.
We took a picture of Pete out onto the streets yesterday, and we asked 12 people, do you recognise this man, and which band is he in? Despite selling millions of albums and being the UK's official number one, how many people on the street would recognise Pete from Scouting for Girls?
Out of how many did you ask?
12.
I'm saying one.
One? Becky?
Six.
Oh, poor Pete.
They are number one, aren't they?
They are number one, yeah. They're on loads of TV as well and stuff. Let's find out.
Oh!
So, it's a picture of Pete from Scouting for Girls. We asked 12 people, who is this man and what band is he in?
Do you know what famous band this guy might be in?
Something from the 80s.
Any names you can think off the top of your head, maybe?
It was definitely not Aha.
Do you know what famous band he's from?
Famous band?
No, I don't know. I have no idea, to be honest. I have no idea.
Which famous English band is he from?
We are from Belgium. Is he international? Simply Red? The singer of Simply Red? Without hair?
Which famous band this guy is from?
I don't know. The Kooks? I've got no idea.
Do you reckon he's from the Kooks?
Well, no, but I can't really think of any other really good English band.
No, me neither.
What?
Do you recognise this guy, which famous band he's from?
I don't know him.
Do you know which famous band he's from? Who is he?
Same
guy on both sides.
Matt? I mean, Robert? I don't know, look like a farmer.
A farmer?
Yeah.
Is that because of his shirt?
Yeah, and because he's in the country, ain't it?
Do you recognise which famous band this guy is from?
No, but I recognise his face.
Okay, what about this side? This is the same guy, but you've got a close-up here.
It looks like Dom Jolley. Chick Happy TV guy.
Oh my god.
No idea.
Does it say on the back there?
No, this is another picture.
He looks a bit like the guy from The Incredibles.
Do you recognise this guy? He's from a really famous band.
I have no idea.
Do you know any famous bands?
Beatles.
The Beatles?
I guess it's not from Beatles.
What famous band this guy is from?
Is it a famous current band or is it...
Yeah, famous current band. Their single's number one in the charts.
Sex Pistols.
No Patrol.
Take that, maybe.
Take that? Yeah. What's his name?
Simon Cowell. Very, very, very trendy.
He's a bit 90s and they're coming back now in fashion. With the hair also, the curly hair.
Do you know which famous band this guy is from? Which?
Scouting for Girls, because I've seen him live. I was front row.
Okay.
And I spoke to him afterwards.
And what's his name?
I don't know him, but isn't that... That's Rory.
Okay, so...
Wow.
There was one. Because he did say Scouting for Girls, and that was the question.
He thought it was Roy.
That doesn't matter. Dan can have the point.
Yes.
Oh! What's occurring?
Right, it was Easter at the weekend. Don't know if anyone noticed. And lots of people eat chocolate on Easter. And one of our new DJs, Matt Edmondson, he was doing a show on Easter Sunday. He's on every Sunday at 10 a.m. Have a listen. It's good. Or if you haven't heard his Sunday show yet, you might have heard him doing the entertainment news on Fridays with Fern. I know everyone was talking about it and eating it, but it was a particularly... There was a lot of mentions of chocolate on Sunday morning with Matt Edmondson. It's a simple question to you both. How many times did Matt Edmondson mention chocolate on his show on Sunday morning, Becky?
30.
Dan?
What time frame are we talking about? How long?
3 hours.
Over 3 hours? I'd say 40.
40. Let's find out.
Oh!
Here's Matt Emerson talking chocolate.
Hello, you're listening to Matt Edmondson here on Radio 1. We've got a bit of a chocolate theme to the show today. I gave up chocolate. I've been able to eat chocolate, but I haven't yet. I'm going to get to have my very first bit of chocolate. I've gone those Sundays without the chocolate. It's like a kind of Godzilla of chocolate. I'm going to eat my first bit of chocolate right now. Here we go. God, it smells so good. Oh, that is... That really is something else, you know. I've sort of forgotten what it tasted like. That's absolutely amazing.
Gross.
Yummy. I gave up chocolate for Lent too. Chocolate. Now, you've never seen so much chocolate. I gave up chocolate because I love chocolate. So that honestly was the first bit of chocolate that I've had in a long time. I've just had my first chocolate since Lent started, and it was so good. I'm baking bread and chocolate cakes right now about the chocolate thing. Chocolate has diuretic properties related to chocolate. On the theme of chocolate,
still going.
Chocolate band names. Chocolate. Sweet like chocolate. Chocolate. And adding some chocolate in. Chocolate orange. Chocolate band names. Chocolate band name, get in touch. Sweet like chocolate. Chocolate bands, it should pop up with chocolate names. Chocolate band name. Thanks very much for your lovely chocolate contribution. Cheers. Chocolate idea. I've just eaten some more chocolate. It's not quite chocolate. Have you got a lovely chocolate band for us? Anything. Just some chocolate.
You won't do that every Sunday morning, just to point out.
It's made me feel a bit sick.
Yeah. Especially the middle bit.
Yeah.
Dan, I'm telling you what, you are good at this game. You said 40. There were 41 mentions of chocolate.
Ugh, look at
what
that.
What's that about?
Oh, what's occurring?
I don't know whether you know this. This is the last one. But you know Roy from Scouting for Girls?
Yeah, the one that the geezer recognised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He likes nothing better than slapping people around the face with wet fish.
Especially over Easter.
Yeah, he loves it. Like, it can be anything. Some like massive salmon. Sometimes even crab sticks. He'll just hit you around the face with them any given
time. What about King Prawn Ring?
King Prawn Ring loves it. Not frozen, obviously. That would hurt.
That would be just dangerous.
Now, yesterday, I had to answer 60 seconds of questions whilst being hit round the face with a wet fish by Roy from Scouting for Girls. We've called it the Fish Fillet Minute. The video is on my pages. Click on this Scouting for Girls picture. You'll see me actually being hit by Roy with the fish. So my question to you: how many times did I get hit round the face with a fish by Roy from Scouting for Girls whilst answering questions about the band Daniel P. Carter?
Eight slaps
of the fish. Becky,
I'm hoping for 103.
Okay, thanks. Let's find out. Okay, Roy, go for it.
Hi, I'm Roy from Scouting for Girls, and you're listening to the Fillet Minute.
My questions start now.
Our first single was called what?
She's So Lovely.
It's Not About You.
Ah! Okay.
Our second single was called what?
She's So Lovely.
The drummer of the band is called...
Pete.
Surname?
Oh, I don't know. Ah!
And the Greg Churchhouse's middle name is...
Bob.
Danger. Well, that was quite a good one. I enjoyed that. Our first album was called...
Oh, this is awful. Scouting for Girls.
Yeah. And our second album's called...
It's called Everyone Wants to Be on TV.
No, it's Everybody
Wants to Be on TV.
And our first album debuted where in the charts?
Number one.
No, it was in 18. What month of the year did it go number one?
April.
No, February.
It's actually January.
Was it? January.
That'll do. Had enough of the fish by then. I smelt so bad yesterday. I think I, even after two showers, still feel...
Fishy.
Still there. This is my favourite slap.
The drummer of the band is called...
Pete.
Surname?
Oh, I don't know. When you are being slapped by a fish, you want it to be more of a comedy slap, like off cartoons, yeah. like this.
And our first album debuted where in the charts?
Number one.
No, it was in 18.
That would be a big fish. That would be like a tuna.
Yeah, but that's what you want. If you're going through the pain of being slapped by a fish, you want to... Right, 7 was the answer. Dan P. Carter wins in a big way on today's What's Occurring. Right, tell us when your show is on and why we should listen.
Mondays at midnight till 2, and it's the best in rock and metal on the radio.
Thank you for coming in today and playing. Oh, and winning. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah. Oh!
What's a curry?
Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Hi, Marina.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. It's Marina off the Diamonds, obviously. And thank you for this lovely cake that you bought me.
Yes, for all the listeners, I've just brought in a slice of Guinness cake.
I know, I just ate the nutkin. Yeah. Quite nice. Thank you. All the guests so far this week are bringing in little gifts, and I feel bad that I haven't bought you one as well.
Don't worry.
You could give the Bastard Easter egg that we didn't give to That's Scouting for here. Girls, because they found out it
no,
wasn't...
No, we can't give that. It looks really? Too messed up now. Now, I just want to get this out of the way. I think that I may have annoyed you in the past. It was a bit of fun, Marina, that went wrong. There was a bloke, I think his name was Liam.
Yeah.
And I think that he works with your mum in a hospital or something, and he called up my show, and then somehow it developed, and we said that listeners could get a date with you via your mum or something like that.
Yes.
I can't really remember.
I remember that part very well.
did your mum get in touch about that?
Yeah, she did. Well, we were half laughing and half a bit freaked out.
Yeah.
But Liam's really nice. He's really sweet. I haven't met him personally, but
he does work with your mum.
Yeah, he just gave, you know, a lot of details. You know, anyone could go and find her.
And she works at this hospital in this ward. Anyway, so I just want to say sorry if I've caused you any problems.
It's all right. Okay. It's all right. I didn't have a breakdown. Or
no, I don't. Okay. Because people were saying that you weren't very happy with me on Twitter for a while.
Were they?
Yeah.
No.
You're not even on it anymore, are you?
No.
Why is that?
Gone.
Why?
I just think it's bit of a time sucker, you know. You can waste a lot of time on there.
Yeah.
Just like with all these kind of Facebook and MySpace.
Are you on any of them now?
I've got my own blog and Facebook, but
I like your blog because you write it out, don't you?